The following is an encore episode of Hour 2 of the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. We hope you enjoy. Welcome back to the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. The phone lines are open, so call now at 888-928-0881. That's 888-928-0881 and share with us your thoughts and prayer intentions as we navigate this complicated world together. And now your host of the Turley Frequency, Kevin Turley.
Yes, welcome back to the Divine Mercy segment of this show. When we come together to have a moment of prayer, it's 3 o'clock here in London. That means it's the hour of great mercy. It's the hour when we can cry out to the Lord for whatever our needs are, be they spiritual, be they temporal, physical, emotional, psychological, whatever it is, the Lord will hear our prayer. Where two or three are gathered, then they have a great efficacy, whatever the prayers are that we are offering. So we come together as a radio community here this morning on Archangel Radio. Whoever's listening, you are automatically enrolled in our prayers and we're praying for you. Pray for everybody who obviously works at Archangel. We pray especially for our new recruit this morning, our new telephone talent coordinator, Reed, and pray that his time on the station will be fruitful and will help him. And we're also going to pray for his mother in due course. But this is your chance to have anything you want prayed for, and you could call us on 888-928-0881, or you can text us on 251-928-2111. Some people have already been texting in. We're very grateful to have those, and we will pray for you. Absolutely no difficulty. It's a great feast day, so it'd be a shame if you didn't get your money's worth in terms of prayers from us here on the station today. So let's turn to Mike and find out who our prayer partner is. Mike, do we have somebody today?
Yes, we do. We're blessed to be joined by the lovely Shannon Garner.
Shannon, welcome on board.
I'm glad to be here. Did you miss me?
We did. We missed you dreadfully. And how's Charlie doing?
Doing great. Actually, she's a little under the weather, but she did tell me this weekend to be sure and let you guys know that she is available over the holidays whenever you
good.
Need her.
She's available for radio appointments. That's great. Well, if Charlie's not feeling very well, hopefully it's nothing too serious. We'll definitely include her in a minute. I'll just, before we start, Shannon, I'll just remind people that you can call in between the various decades. There are five decades in the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And one of those decades could be for your intentions, whatever that is, 888-928-0881. Or you can just text us. It's nice if you put a name or an initial so we know. First name, so we know who we're praying for. But you can also put it anonymously. We don't mind. On 251-928-2111, and we will be keeping an eye on the telephones and the texts as they come in. So, Shannon, welcome on board. Let's find out who your intention is today, or what your intention is today.
I would like to pray for all the junior high and high school students that have exams this week. My two oldest boys, both of them, their exams start tomorrow, so they need all the extra help they can get.
Are these public exams, Shannon?
No, these are their semester exams that right. they take at the Christmas break, and then they take another one at the end of the year, and it's right. over so, all the material from August to now.
So this is the halfway point. This is kind of like the midterm elections, you know, for them.
Yes.
Not the sense that they've got to. Good. Well, we'll definitely pray for them. And you said your son is one of these children?
Yeah, two of my sons, my seventh grader and my senior.
What's their name? What's their name, Shannon?
Aiden and Loftus.
Aiden and Loftus. Good. Well, we will pray for Aiden and Loftus. We'll pray that they will completely dazzle their examiners and their teachers with their knowledge, and that is great. But we'll pray for everybody who's taking exams at this time. It can be worrying for some children, for their parents as well, but especially the Catholic schools throughout the Archdiocese of Mobile. We'll pray that they become great centers of learning as well as great centers of the faith. So I think that's probably enough to get us started with, Shannon, on this. So unless we have anything else, I think we'll start. Kevin,
we did have somebody call up. They didn't want to be on the air, but they just wanted to pass along their prayer intentions. Mary Herbst called up. She wanted to pray for, it looks like, Liam, her great grandparents, and for those started St. Dominic. Yeah, her great great grandparents, I guess, started St. Dominic's class 3B. So,
right. So her great great grandparents.
Yes. And, for her great great grandparents, and then for St. Dominic class 3B.
3B, that's very specific, Mary. We will definitely pray for the class of St. Dominic's 3B. If you're listening, St. Dominic's 3B, you have a very kind intercessor in Mary. And we will also pray, Mary, for your great-great-grandparents. Delighted to do so. I'm assuming that they are no longer with us, so may their souls and all the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. And Shannon, we'll pray for all the junior high school students taking exams, and especially Aidan and Loftus at this time. Okay, shall we begin, Shannon?
Yes.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. And we say together, Shannon, O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us, trust in you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hours of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you, Shannon. So we'll just say this first decade then for the intentions that I mentioned. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much, Shannon. Now, while we've been on air, we had a text in, and it just says, please pray for Noah Patterson. And he was in a serious wreck. I presume that's a car wreck. He was in a serious car wreck in Colorado on Friday night. So it's an anonymous text. We'd be only too delighted to pray for Noah. We pray wherever he is that he's getting the care and the attention, the hospital treatment that he needs, and that it may be a serious wreck, but we pray that God's mercy is shown to Noah. So I think that's a pretty serious intention, Shannon, for the second decade.
Yes.
All right. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you so much, Shannon. And we pray, we keep knowing our prayers throughout this, that he'll be sound serious. So, Noah, you can't hear us. We're praying for you. But whoever was the kind person who texted in for Noah, know that we have prayed for Noah now, and we hope that all works out on that front. I have a couple of requests, actually, that were sent to me at the weekend. A friend of mine called Michael is having ongoing medical treatment for a serious condition, and he has some hospital appointments coming up in January, and he's asked if we would pray for him. Only too happy to do so, Michael. And also another a friend of mine called Brendan, who is dealing with a legal matter at the moment and has asked for prayers as well. So Michael and Brendan, we ask for the divine mercy to be shown to both of you in these situations. And we also ask for the prayers of Our Lady at this time, and this time Our Lady of Guadalupe. I think as well, if it's okay, Shannon, with you, I think we're going to include our newest recruit, Reed, and his mother, Lynn, who is a listener to the station. So, Lynn, if you're listening on the playback, know that your son, one of the first things he did in coming into Archangel was to help get you prayed for on air. And that can't be bad, right? That's a good sign. Would you say, Shannon? Shannon, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, I think that's a good sign, isn't it? That young Reed is asking for prayers for his mother, Lynn.
Moms always like to hear that.
Moms do. Moms do. I have another, talking of moms, I have another text from someone who has three boys, and I don't have their names at the moment, but has asked for prayers for their three boys. So another Alabaman mother asking for prayers for her three boys. So this is a recurring theme, I think, on this show, Shannon, that it's a lot of parents, a lot of grandparents praying and asking for prayers for their children and their grandchildren. And that's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Okay, so I think that's our, this is the third one. Yes, third decade sorted out. So shall we begin?
Yes.
Okay. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you, Shannon. That's all those children prayed for. Now, I think Ellen alluded to something, which I'm sure Shannon and Mike and others know, which is that the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe has become really the symbol or the emblem of the pro-life movement, not just in the United States, but across the world. And Ellen has asked us to pray for for that pro-life culture, I guess, especially in the United States, but throughout the world, just as Our Lady Guadalupe came into a culture which was sacrificing human beings, be they children or adults, we also pray that the true culture of life will start to really take root in all our countries. I mean, it's been a great year in terms of Roe versus Wade being done away with, etc. But then what we've realized subsequently to that is that legislative change is one thing, cultural change is another. And therefore, we pray for that cultural change, which is really a change of hearts and minds, that people start to understand the sanctity of life, and that we were all in the womb once, and we're all very glad to be here now. So let's pray for those mothers that are carrying children, for those people today who will discover they're pregnant, and it may be, in quotes, an unwanted pregnancy. Well, we pray that they will learn to want and learn to love that child that they carry within them.
Hey, Kevin, I've just a clarification on the previous call that called up. It was several students, three students from Miss Herbst, class 3B from St. Mm-hmm. Dominic's. Liam wants to pray for his aunt who passed. Avery would like to pray for his sister. And Nate would like to pray for his great-grandparents.
Right. That's great. Well, Liam, Avery, and Nat, if you're listening, we'd be only too delighted to pray for all those, as Mike has just said out there. I'm assuming you're all at school at the moment, so if you're listening on the playback, then we'd be delighted to pray for you. And delighted to pray for you or anybody else that's in Dominic's at any time. This is what this is about. It's just so Liam, your aunt who's passed, Avery, your sister, and Nat's great grandparents, who may still be with us. If it's only a child at school, then your great grandparents may still be with you. So that is great. We're glad to pray for them. Do you know St. Dominic's, Shannon?
Yes, I've actually been to the school, and my daughter's played a few basketball games there.
Oh, wow. So, it sounds like a good place. It sounds like keen, prayerful people.
Yes, it's a wonderful school. It's in Mobile, just across the bay.
Wonderful. Okay, that's great. Well, it's got a great name, St. Dominic. And, of course, St. Dominic is the man who, you know, helped popularize the rosary. So it's a good, it's good that we're praying for something which has St. Dominic's patronage. Okay, so let's pray for that culture of life and for these intentions from these three students at St. Dominic's, Liam, Avery, and Nat. Delighted to pray for you. And do send in other, if you're hearing this on the playback, do think about getting your class to send in prayer requests. Or Liam, Avery, and Nat, think about coming in and praying. We'll take all three of you one day. Just come in, pray with us. It'd be great fun. Okay, shall we say the fourth decade, Shannon?
Yes.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much, Shannon. Now, as we were praying, another request has popped up. And these are a number of requests, and it's from an anonymous texter. Thank you very much. First of all, from Madison, who is a young mom with drug addiction problems. And for her parents who are currently looking after her child. So Madison, a young mom with drug problems, we'll pray for Madison today. and pray that she is able to overcome that addiction, get herself sorted out again, and take care of her child, which I'm sure is what in her heart she wants to do. And we ask Our Lady Guadalupe to, in particular way, throw her mantle around Madison today. Pray for that poor young woman. We've also been asked to pray for the Davis family and all their medical and physical needs. Absolutely. Very happy to do so. Wherever the Davis family are, we'll be delighted to pray for them. And then finally, for all infertile couples desiring children, may God grant them their heart's desire according to His perfect will. I think that's a beautiful prayer, and I'd be delighted to say it for anybody listening who's struggling with that or tempted to use IVF. We pray for you that you will see God in this and that God will find a way. The other thing I'd just like to say is that in story time coming up next, I'm going to tell you just about a couple who struggled around fertility, and it's quite an eye-opener around this. So if you've got time, stick around after the Divine Mercy for our story, which, even if I say so myself, I don't think you're going to forget this woman I'm going to introduce you to. So, infertile couples desiring children, for the Davis family and all their medical and physical needs, and for Madison, a young mom, we'll pray for her. And we'll also pray for Madison's parents, who must be very concerned at this time, and for the young child they're looking after as well, whatever that child's name is. Shannon, obviously we're going to pray for Charlie, that she's as right as rain again soon. Anybody else or anything else you'd like to, with this final decade, pray for?
Yes, I would like to pray for my sister-in-law's father-in-law, Bob. He is in the stages of liver failure. And so just to pray for him and his wife, Wanda, lots of in and out of the hospital. Especially during the holidays is tough. And then I also want to continue to pray for baby Quinn, my friend's baby that was premature.
Yes, that's right.
Actually, they've been able to take the tubes out of his mouth. And so now they can hear their baby cry and make those sweet little noises that you want to hear as a mom and dad. So,
yeah, just tell us a little bit more about Quinn, because you mentioned Quinn last week, didn't you?
Yes, he was born, I believe, at like 28 weeks. And so he has been in the NICU for 2 months now, and is doing really well. Lots of different little surgeries here and there. But really, all the prayers have, it's just amazing what you can see prayer do for such a small child.
And remind me, Quinn was in Louisiana, isn't that right?
Yes. I believe.
Well, look, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say, in Louisiana. And his mother just made a post this morning of him crying, and it was just wonderful to see.
The only time, well, I mean,
right.
Children, but yeah, it's great. It's great if your child's silent. That's what's worrying. So yeah. A healthy child crying, that's great. Well, look, I mean, now just remind me of Quinn's mother's name again.
Her name is Haley.
Haley, that's it. Well, look, I mean, I don't know how close you are to Haley, but tell Haley, I mean, we've kind of adopted her at this station now, and we'll pray for her, you know, and or pray for Quinn and her as well, that this baby will soon be restored to this family. Wouldn't it be wonderful, Shannon, if they were all together for Christmas?
Oh, it would be.
Well, let's pray for it. Let's pray for that now, that baby Quinn and Haley and the whole family will be together for Christmas, and it'll be a miracle, and they'll see it as a miracle, and they'll rejoice in it and praise God for it. So let's do that. But also let's pray for Bob. This is a very serious situation with the liver problem, Shannon, and pray for Wanda as well. Pray for peace of heart for Wanda at this time, and the backwards and forwards in the hospital. It must be a very stressful time for Wanda, so if you're in touch with her, tell her that we prayed for her. We're very happy to do so, and also for Bob. Pray that he gets the medical assistance he needs, and God's will is done in that situation too. And thank you, Shannon, for bringing that. And of course, tell Charlie that we're expecting her to be bouncing around by the end of today, back to her old self, playing baseball, basketball, or whatever she's doing these days. And the invitation is there to come in anytime and to pray with us. Be delighted to do so. Okay, I think that's enough for this decade, Shannon. Shall
yes.
we pray?
Let's do it.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And then we say in conclusion, Holy God,
Holy Mighty One,
Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One,
Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. And then we say together three times, Shannon, O my Jesus. I trust in thee. O my Jesus, I trust in thee.
O my Jesus, I
trust
in thee.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Shannon, can't thank you enough for coming in again and praying with us.
Yes, I'm so glad I could do it.
Well, I'm very glad you can. You're now a regular. You're chalking up more appearances than anybody else, which is great fun. So,
well, I enjoy it any time I can stop the busy work day and find a moment for prayer.
Well, that is fantastic. And as I say, we hope to have you back at some point in the near future. And anybody else you can persuade in your extended family to come in, that would be great. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Thank you.
Okay, when we come back, as I say, I'm going to tell you a story about a woman who desperately wanted to be a mother and then became one in the most unexpected way. It's going to be a story you're not going to forget. And join me after these words when I shall take you on an adventure of the mind, a theater of the mind, and we will take you to a place, I hope, which will make you think about all that God has done for you. Back afterwards.
And as I decrease, I find you're released. The rush of your love, the rush of your blood, Lord, it sustains me. It sustains me. Wanna tell you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Mahoney of the Eastern Shore Urgent Care Center. At the Eastern Shore Urgent Care Center, we offer walk-in medical treatment for minor emergencies and illnesses and are open 7 days a week. Come see me at 29710 Urgent Care Drive in Daphne, located across from Lowe's. I'm a parishioner at Christ the King and a proud supporter of Archangel Radio. Call me at 626-3782 or visit us at esucare.com. That's esucare.com.
I am Robert Overmeyer, manager of Ascension Funeral Home and a member of St. Pius X Parish and a proud supporter of Archangel Radio. At Ascension Funeral Home, we are dedicated to providing personalized service in a warm and caring environment. Our experienced and dedicated staff can work with you to ensure your loved one's funeral is complete with all the traditions and rituals of the Catholic Church. For details, call Ascension Funeral Home at 634-8055 or visit ascensionfuneralgroup.com.
There are times when I think to myself, God is just like my mother, constantly reminding me of everything she's ever told me to do. And he's still doing it. 2,000, 5,000 years later, still reminding us of the simple truth that he is love, calls us to love Him, and He calls us to love one another.
Listen to your mother, and while you're at it, listen daily to Archangel Radio.
Yes, welcome back to the Turley Frequency here live and exclusive on Archangel Radio. Isn't that music just beautiful? And just to think that that music may be the accompaniment to what Juan Diego saw. Maybe that's what he heard as that mysterious woman appeared to him in the sky. Now, it's very fitting that we are together here today. We've been praying on the day, the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And as we know, as we were saying earlier, Our Lady of Guadalupe, her appearance came as a pregnant woman, just a pregnant mother. And one of the prayers in the last segment was just for that. It was for couples around pregnancy, because it was for couples who were infertile but desired children. That God may grant them their heart's desires according to His will. Well, the story I'm about to tell you is really a graphic illustration of that. And I'm going to start it with a quote, which I came across in a book written about this person I'm about to talk to you about. And the quote is here. I am here now, in your room, your last room. It was here the doors were opened. And He came in person to meet you. That's how quite a remarkable book starts, called Chiara Corbella Petrello, A Witness to Joy, written by Simone Troze and Christiana Pacini. And it was translated into English a few years ago, and I had the privilege of reviewing it. It left a deep impression upon me. The reason it did was because within the book's pages, there's a tale that manages to be both contemporary as well as speaking of more ancient truths about the sorrows of the human condition. You see, those opening lines that I just quoted were spoken by a husband in the room where his young wife had just entered into eternity. Formed a sort of meditation of sorts on what was to follow. That book, I've discovered, was a book for mothers and fathers of all ages, but especially for those who had lost children. Children who had been lost shortly after birth or had never been born at all. There's also a reflection or a meditation upon those thinking of marriage as a vocation. It's a short book. It was only 160 pages long. But this was fitting, really, because it was a brief life that it recorded. But like that life, it may have been short in length, but it was deep. The depth of that life and the book belied its length. So for now, let us leave that bereaved husband standing alone in that room, full of memory and hurt, and turn instead to the beginning, to a happier time. If I said that their eyes met across a crowded hotel dining room, you might think of it as a cliche, right? It's the sort of thing you have in all the best love stories. But in their case, it was true. Theirs was to be a chance meeting that both man and woman knew was decisive. Both of them were visiting a Marian shrine, and although they had traveled there separately, and he had traveled with a girlfriend, by this time the girlfriend had departed. And Enrico Petrilla was sitting on his own in a dining room, feeling rather sad for himself. And that was the moment that he saw Chiara for the first time. And as he looked upon her, he noted two things. The first was that the only free seat in the whole room, the whole dining room, was beside him. The second thing he noticed was that she was the most beautiful woman he had ever set eyes upon. And even then he knew that it would take very little for him to fall madly in love with her. She looked around the dining room. She spotted the empty chair beside Enrico, and she began to walk towards him. And then, as she did so, her eyes looked into his. And thus it began. Now, like any love affair, things did not always run smoothly. The path of true love rarely does, the poets tell us. Such was the case with this young couple. After all, she was only 18, and he was just 23 years old. Both, shall we say, had much maturing to do. Nevertheless, from that meeting in the summer of 2002, they were to be together in a relationship as intense as it was to prove all too human. In fact, they split up several times, but they always got back together. Soon they realized that they needed to make a decision. There was something else that they realized too, that alone human love was not enough. They couldn't love each other simply on human sentiment. They needed a divine element, a divine help, which all marriages need. So what did they do? They decided to discern their next move. So they went on a walking pilgrimage to Assisi. Yes, Assisi in Italy, where St. Francis of Assisi lived. By the end of that walking engagement, they were engaged. It said that afterwards, that during that walk, three times Enrico asked Chiara to marry him. And three times she said, yes. Now, that book I was referring to that I was reviewing about this couple, one of the things that really struck me about it was the photographs within the book. You see, Chiara and Enrico, as a lot of Italians are, were very good looking, very photogenic. Chiara in particular had the looks of an Italian movie star. And Enrico was bearded and manly. The two of them looked like they'd stepped out of some 1960s film from Italy by a famous director. It was wonderful. But there was something else present in those photographs that I noticed. You see, the photographs moved chronologically from the beginning of their relationship right through to its end. And what those photographs recorded was a mere mysterious transformation in their faces. Yes, they were still beautiful, but their beauty was forged in suffering, but also in grace, moving them from mere worldly attractiveness to something much more supernatural. As much as the story that was told within those pages, the written word, those images seem to form part of the testimony of that book. Maybe it shouldn't be surprised by it. Anyway, the couple were married in September 2008. There's actual footage online of their wedding day, video. And Chiara is the most beautiful of brides. And Enrico is the happiest of bridegrooms. And you can see it in the film. Even if you don't speak a word of Italian, you can tell that this is one happy wedding of a beautiful couple. Now, good Catholics as they were, soon after the wedding, Chiara was pregnant. And both her and Enrico were overjoyed. This young couple wanted to be mother and father. They wanted children desperately. Their joy, however, was short-lived. You see, an ultrasound scan revealed that the child that Chiara carried was deformed, quite seriously deformed. And when the doctors showed this to Chiara, they said to her, "Of course you will abort." Chiara was to say that as she looked back at the scan on screen, looked back at the image of the helpless child, she was determined to continue with the pregnancy. She would later say, even if the child were to live but a short time, it would live nonetheless. And so, Maria Grazia Letizia was born on the 10th of June, 2009. Little Maria lived for 30 minutes. She lived probably a little less or just a little bit more than my talking about her mother to you today. Still, it was long enough for a waiting priest to baptize her. Chiara was later to write a very important note about the birth of Maria. Maybe it was Chiara's way of dealing with the grief of losing that child, a child she had longed for. And if you permit me, I'd like to just quote what she wrote. "If I had aborted her, I do not think that I would have remembered the day of the abortion as a day of celebration. It would have been a moment that I would have tried to forget, a moment of great suffering. But the day of Maria's birth, I shall always recall as one of the most beautiful days of my life. The amount of time as parents does not matter. 1 month, 2 months, a few hours. What matters is that we had this gift. And it is something that can never be forgotten." The funeral of little Maria took place 2 days after her birth. On the small white coffin, her parents left a card with the following words: "We were content to hold you in our arms, even for half an hour. We were not able to stop looking at your nose, the same as mine, and those little hands and those little feet. We did not have much time to tell you that we love you. It does not matter how much time we spend together. What is necessary is to know the Father." and you were born ready. I do not know how to tell you how proud we are of you. We accompanied you as far as we were able. Now you shall know the Father. Another pregnancy was soon to follow. Again, there were complications. This time, the scans showed that the child in the womb was missing one leg and had a stump for another. Further scans showed the child had no kidneys. And so, as a consequence, the lungs would not develop and there would be trouble breathing. In short, the medical prognosis for survival was not good. Once more, there was discussion with the medical staff about whether to proceed with the pregnancy, to end the life of the child on screen who seemed to kick and push for life despite all his difficulties. Needless to say, the couple once again stood firm. This child would live. And so the pregnancy continued, until eventually a little boy was born, David Giovanni. When he came into the world, his mother embraced him tenderly, saying, "My son, my love." Like his sister before him, David was baptized immediately by a waiting priest. And then Enrico placed a small wooden cross around his son's neck. And then also, like his sister before him, this child was carried to the hospital mortuary by his father after barely more than 30 minutes of life. Two lost children, you think that might be enough. But it wasn't. This couple wanted to be parents. And they could no more block the wellsprings of life than stop loving each other. And so another pregnancy followed. Now, I don't have to tell you that after what had just happened, there was a lot of concern for the young couple, but they seemed strangely serene. Nevertheless, as this child grew in Chiara's womb, something else was growing in her body. A tumor had been discovered on her tongue. Soon it would spread to the neck and to her eyes. Various treatments were proposed, but she refused all of them, or certainly any of them that could endanger the life of her child that she carried in the womb, preferring to put off any treatments until after that child was born. When finally that moment came, it was another boy, Francesco. And he came into the world healthy, crying and screaming like any healthy baby. Enrico and Chiara were beside themselves with happiness. However, little was Chiara to know then that as she ushered new life into the world, her own life was slowly ebbing away. For a short time after the birth of Francesco, the couple enjoyed something as close to normality as they were ever to experience. You see, Enrico and Chiaro had longed simply to be a normal family. Having a child in their home. Being with other mothers and fathers. Having their first excursions as a family. Even the sleepless nights brought about by a newborn child. This they longed for. And the short time that they had this with Francesco, it was a precious time. But it proved to be borrowed time. You see, the tumor was malignant. The tumor that was eating away at Chiara. And in the end, the medical staff were aware that there was little that could be done. She went into hospital to try and find an answer to this problem, but it proved unsuccessful. And soon it became clear to the medical staff that no treatment was ever going to work. The doctors took Enrico aside and told him this. It was now left to him to tell his 28-year-old wife of just how serious the situation was. After the doctors left Enrico alone, he said he tried to compose himself as best he could. And then he went to find Chiara. And he was able to take her from her hospital bed to the hospital's chapel. And it was there before the Blessed Sacrament that he broke the news to her. After a short time, they embraced each other. And then they repeated their marriage vows in that hospital chapel. After hearing that news, they committed themselves to each other in their marriage vows before God in the Blessed Sacrament. And then Chiara made Enrico promise her one last thing. Chiara did not want to know how long she had left. She wanted to live in the present with whatever time was given her, with her husband and her newborn child. He agreed to this. The day that they had this discussion was the Wednesday of Holy Week, 2012. Chiara died at noon on the 13th of June, 2012. Perhaps it is more correct to say that that was the day she truly lived. For all the events you have heard me speak about were lived out in and through a deep faith. One Chiara shared with Enrico and their children. You see, in this world, she had wanted to be a mother. Sooner than she could imagine, she went to where two of her children already awaited her. And where now she waits to be reunited with all those she loved when finally their many tears will be wiped away. Just in the recent times, the cause of Chiara Corbella Patrilla has been opened. Some think that her life was saintly, enough to make her a canonized saint. We shall see. Regardless, it's impossible not to be moved by the story of Chiara. It tells us that one life, however short, can make a difference. And this is so clearly proven in the case of this incredible woman. It is jolting and indeed sobering to realize that the events of her life happened so very recently. Her story has an epic quality, so full in so many ways, and yet it is a story for and of our times. It is a story that teaches us much about love, about marriage, children, family, and above all, about what it means to choose life in the face of a culture fixated on a mistaken notion of death as a solution, rather than what it was to prove in the life of this young woman, namely a gateway to eternity. The other thing which is shocking is that June 13th, 2012 does not seem that long ago, 10 years ago. And when this epic drama was taking place, I went back and checked my emails for that day. My emails were anything but epic. And they were anything but holy. They dealt with silliness, mundane stuff, and things that didn't really matter. Yet all the while in a hospital room in Italy, a very, very impressive soul was passing to her eternal reward. Chiara Corbella Petrillo, pray for us. And pray especially for that intention that we just prayed for any infertile couples desiring children. We beg that you may intercede that God grant them their heart's desire, according to his perfect will. Well, that's it today from me here, Kevin Turley, on the Turley Frequency, coming to you live on Archangel Radio. It's been a great privilege and pleasure to be with you. Let's do it all again tomorrow, same time, same place. And Feel free to be part of that tomorrow by calling in or texting in. More than happy to pray for you. So until we meet again, may you have a wonderful feast day celebrating Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's a great feast day, and an especially great feast day for everybody on the other side of the Atlantic, be it from Canada, Alaska, all the way down to Argentina and Chile. Have a wonderful day. So until we meet again, may God bless you.